Here's a philosophy student, I'm putting this in my own words. He's alone in a hostel class, philosophy class, and occasionally he puts forth some Ayn Rand ideas, and sometimes he gets a reaction, but he goes on out of class. I lose the respect that these students had for the correct ideas I just mentioned. Should I stop speaking in class altogether? How do I avoid becoming a martyr while maintaining integrity and honesty? Well, it's a baffling to me if they like to hear you in class, why they don't want, the same ones at least, don't want to hear it out of class. Is it that you are brief and non-dogmatic in class, and when you get outside, you start a whole spiel on objectivism and turn them off? I don't know, but I have to know the answer to answer that. But let's say you're right about you lose the respect they had for you in class if they talk about it. In other words, they lose their respect for you because of your ideas. Well, the question would be, what are the practical results on you? Is there going to be a vote, like in progressive schools, at the end of the semester, and they're going to give you a grade? Now, that's certainly would be a significant practical factor. You might very well say, I'm not going to court their negativity if this is at stake. Or you might think there's something actual to gain, something rational to gain. And if so, and if it can be gained in those circumstances, why stop speaking? Although it's hard for me to imagine what you will gain from it. The way you are presenting, and I can only assume yours is correct, I would keep silent in that situation. Or talk to only those whom you have some indication are open, at least, to new ideas. Otherwise, as you presented, you're just walking into a beehive. Now, you say, how do I avoid becoming a martyr? Well, what is a martyr? I looked that up, and a martyr is someone who has major suffering or death inflicted on him in order to remain loyal to some of his ideas, one or more of his ideas. Now, I don't think that this situation qualifies for martyr. The worst you can say is becoming lonely. How do I avoid becoming lonely? And there I'd say, look around. It looks to me like you're coming from India. Look around, or I think they have a computer everywhere there, but you're exaggerating to say that you're on the way to becoming a martyr.